Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Intense fighting is continuing in the east of Ukraine today, with reports that the city of Kharkiv has been shelled and the Ukrainian military saying they believe Russian forces are regrouping. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has confirmed she will meet the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv this week. President Zelensky is due to address the UN Security Council later today and is expected to give more evidence of Russian war crimes. Italy and Denmark have today expelled 45 more Russian diplomats, following further expulsions yesterday by France, Poland and Lithuania, all in response to those alleged Russian war crimes in the Ukrainian town of Bucha. Kim Sengupta is the London Independent's defence and diplomatic editor and travelled to Bucha yesterday. I spoke to him a short time ago and began by asking him what he saw.
What has been allegedly going on, those killings, disappearances and rape as well. So we were expecting to see some bad things. But even with that expectation, when we went, you know, what we did see was shocking and quite harrowing, really, in many ways. It's not just the mass graves and the dead bodies lying around, but the accounts of how this happened, the abductions and the killings with people with their hands tied behind their backs and blindfolded, and also meeting people who are trying to find what happened to members of their family and their friends, and are still unclear about whether or not they're dead or alive.
And clearly, from what you saw and the account that you've given, many of those bodies were there for some days, if not weeks. So there's no question that this could have even been staged by, as the Russians claim, by the Ukrainians after the Russians withdrew.
Well, that was the Russian first reaction, but frankly, it's not just what we saw, not just what the people on the ground, you know, relations of some of the dead said. But also the satellite imagery, which has emerged, clearly showed that these mass graves, while the Russians were still in control of Bucha, you know, they hadn't been drug fresh in the last 48 hours. So, yes, you know, the fact is that these killings, by all accounts, by all evidence, did take place. And, you know, there were summary executions, there was cases of torture, and that's something that needs to be investigated.
And the victims, women, children, young boys, elderly people?
Yes, we came across, you know, some cases, certainly in the one case of an 89-year-old woman who was killed. Her body had not been removed yet. It was lying in a bedroom which was dark and airless, and she had been lying there, you know, for a while. So although the authorities had cleared most of the bodies which had been left on the ground, there are still some which are indoors, and they are being removed. But part of the problem there are fears that the Russians may have left booby traps in those houses. So when we went in yesterday to these places, we had to do it with a certain amount of anxiety and a lot of care.
And at this stage, what's understood about the scale of these killings? It certainly seems to be clear that it's in the hundreds.
Yes, we spoke to local officials and also the public. How many hundreds we have yet to see. There's a large mass grave behind it. The numbers of victims there range from 60 to around 320. You know, there are other graves in the woods. So, you know, the figures are likely to be, unfortunately, very, very high.
And the other fear, Kim, is that this will emerge to have been replicated in other towns occupied by the Russians, from which they've now retreated.
Yes, I think that is the expectation, and there is no reason why Bucha be the only place where there were these killings, and in its emerging Irpin next door, where I went to when the fighting was quite fierce when I was there, there were deaths taking place. So obviously, you know, there will be dead bodies there, some during the combat, and others from what one hears and being back in Irpin who have disappeared and have not been seen since. And, you know, they've found, bodies there as well.
Kim Sengupta of the London Independent newspaper speaking to me a little earlier from Ukraine.